Still not through the roof, but President Trump's approval rating is up a bit, hitting 40% in a new Quinnipiac poll. It's his best score in that survey in 7 months. Bolstered by the strong economy and quickly shifting numbers on the tax cut, the poll states 51% of voters surveyed approve of how President Trump is handling the economy. That's his highest mark on that question since his inauguration. 7 in 10 American voters, 70%, say the U.S. economy is excellent or good. That's the best mark on that question since 2001. And a new study reports older people who are pessimistic about old age are more likely to develop dementia in their old age. Researchers with the Yale School of Public Health studying over 4,700 Americans whose average age was 72, and they claim that people who had positive beliefs about aging were 44% less likely to develop dementia over the coming 4 years as compared to people with negative beliefs. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 29 chilly degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 32. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 17. Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 36. Friday night, cloudy with a low of 32. Saturday, there's a slight chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m., and then rain likely. Cloudy with a high of 46. And Sunday, high near 47 with an 80% chance of rain.
I was going to wait for the words to start, but it takes a while, doesn't
it? It's a long intro.
Let's give it a minute, Jennifer. Oh, I thought he opened with Flalic Eagle. Good morning and welcome to The Library Show. Starring Eagles fan Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, winter drags on, but we have lots of diversions at the Hunterdon County Library to keep your spirits up. The Friends of HCL Book Sale is a sure sign of spring, and we have details about this year's sale. Jennifer just flew in from the coast, and she said the food on the plane was fit for a king. Here, king.
Thought you were going to say my arms were tired.
Maker's Day, Adult Winter Reading Club, exhibits, and much more. On today's library show, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Congratulate all the Philadelphia Eagles fans and the city of Philadelphia for winning the Super Bowl.
Yes. This is for the best.
Their vaunted defense
world.
Didn't quite show up, but I'll tell you, did you watch the game?
I listened to parts of it on the radio.
The coach of the Eagles won that game for them. I've never seen as good a coaching job as that guy did. He made a couple gutsy, crucial calls, and it turned the tide and won the game.
Good.
I mean, Tom Brady set a Super Bowl record by throwing for over 500 yards. And they still lost. So congratulations to Philadelphia Eagles. You are an Eagles fan, Jennifer?
Well, this is actually for the best manager in the world, Scott, and his wife, Karen.
Who are Why do you have Scott on the show sometime?
He called once. A long time ago.
How often do you see Scott these days? You obviously not much because you...
No, I saw
you
him last
pine
week.
For him on every show. You bring him up until you realize
stop.
That?
I haven't brought him up in months.
You brought them up last week.
No, I didn't.
You certainly did.
Probably in relationship to the Eagles. I brought up his wife today, too.
Okay. There's the fly in the ointment.
They're at the Eagles at the parade waiting for it.
Yeah, no, actually, there's several people that are going to that parade. So what's the parade in tape? By the way, can anyone hear what I'm saying?
It's very funny.
I think you're a little tone deaf over there.
It's very low.
Look, could you just turn it down a little bit?
I can hear you.
And this is a part of the song that is traditionally very low. They're not singing.
Alright.
So what were you saying about the parade, Jennifer?
I don't know. You were saying that you knew people who were going.
Yes. So actually, I think Christian Hunter from the Harmonizers is going. I know a few people. And I know a few people that actually were such big fans that they actually went to the big game.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they like it?
Oh, sure. That they got the right result.
It's good.
It was a good game. A little slow. I mean, no defense at all, but...
I also heard it was the coldest temperature at kickoff in Super Bowl history.
Yeah, it looked like a balmy 72 degrees to me. It was indoors.
Was it? I guess outside.
Yeah, it was outside maybe, but not the game temperature. No. It was an indoor stadium, Jennifer. You really didn't see much of it, did you?
I didn't. I told you I didn't see any of it.
Did you watch any of the Super Bowl commercials? What did you do on Super Bowl Sunday, may I ask?
Taxes.
Besides pine after Scott
and
plan for Gene's next birthday, what have you...
Stop, you are so mean.
That's all we talk about on the show besides important library information.
All right, let's talk about important library. Oh, and Lone Eagle trivia. We talk about that.
I do have trivia questions for you, Jennifer, if you want, if you...
If I stop being so...
Yeah, exactly. If we can stop talking...
All right, well, we'll talk about Turtle Power and then get...
Okay, so we had a program at the Hunterdon County Library last night. Jack McDade visited it again, despite the weather, Jennifer, for his Variety at the Library show. I unfortunately missed it, but I'm sure it was awesome. Did you hear some of it?
I heard some of it. It was, of course, awesome.
Jack McDade, of course, was the first musical guest on Dick Clark's Bandstand way back in the 50s. And he still lives in Hunterdon County. Him and AJ and Rick and Melissa Charwin were Nancy and Jamie Jesus there, Jennifer?
Yeah.
They were? So they performed too? So it's quite the variety show. If you miss the variety shows of the 1970s, Hunterdon County Library is trying to revive the genre, if you will. Other programs going on this week. We have... No movies this week, Jennifer. Our next movie isn't until February 22nd. We'll be showing Dunkirk at the Hunterdon County Library. The Hunterdon Land Trust met last night. But that's history, Jennifer, as they say. They'll be meeting again. They meet once a month. This Friday, Jennifer, at the North County Branch Library, you can meet artist Lena Schiffman and her students and see some of their artistic creations. Lena Shipman is a children's book illustrator and an art teacher in the Hunterdon and Somerset counties. She's been teaching art for the last 15 years. Her students are of all ages and work in many different mediums and styles. Jennifer said, if you'd like to meet them and see their display, it's at the North County Branch Library, and they have a reception tomorrow, February 9th, from 2 to 4 p.m. It's drop-in, so just feel to stop on by. And then Saturday, February 10th, their winter contest series continues. At 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, the aforementioned Jamie and Nancy DeJesus will be singing Romantic Memories from the Songbook of Love in honor of Valentine's Day, which is next Wednesday, Jennifer.
And Tuesday at the Headquarters Library at 7 p.m., Michelle Heidi and Tony Clark of Patton Heidi Associates will be back talking about family love letters. If you love someone, you want to make sure they know how to find your professional advisors, where your investments, insurance, and other assets are held, what employee or retirement benefits you're entitled to, where to find information on trusts, power of attorney, citizenship, military records, burial information, or business ownerships, where passwords are, special needs, family members, your plans for them.
Are you up to date with all of this
stuff? I am, because...
I believe it.
A couple weeks...
Good for you.
At the last Leadership Hunterdon meeting, one of our speakers was Sue Hoffman, the county surrogate. And she has created this little booklet, little half-sheet booklet, And in it, you put all there are all these questions, and you just write down the things.
Can I get one of those?
Yeah. Just ask Sue Hoffman for one.
Who's Sue Hoffman? I don't know.
I just told you she was a county surrogate.
Oh, okay.
And it's a great little booklet, and you just put all that stuff in, and it's in one place, and you put it someplace.
What if your passwords change and things like
that? Well, you need to remember to update it.
And you've got all the other things taken care of, living wills and mm-hmm. things like that. Good for you, Jennifer.
Yes.
Happy for you.
You must, too, because you have children.
I do, but...
You have minor children.
Like I'm a little lacking in some of those things that I got to address.
You know, it was... my parents had... they have three children. And when they did their will, they had guardianship of them. And about 5 years ago, you know, when we all were over the age of 40, they said, we probably could take that part out of our will. You probably don't need guardians anymore. They're wrong. We do, but nonetheless.
Yes.
So, yeah. So come listen to Pat.
How was your sister's birthday party, by the way?
Oh, it was very nice. Did you see the picture?
No.
Oh, we had Bellinis. And my mother successfully made lactose-free chicken crepes.
Because Sarah's lactose intolerant?
No, my mother is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You told me that.
Yeah.
Good. Did you ever get recipes from my sister-in-law or no?
Your wife gave me some hints.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, Maker's Day is coming up in March. I think I've mentioned that here or there. I have a few details about it. We'll really start promoting this thing, I would think, Jennifer, within the next week or so, right? I haven't really received any information.
We really need to because South County's is March 10th.
Right. So at the North County Branch Library, I have a little bit of what exhibitors you might expect to see this year, Jennifer. They're going to have metalworking. So it's Maker's Day. Maybe I should start by explaining what Maker's Day is. Maker's Day, we do this every year, maybe for the past 3 or 4 years. I mean, actually, it's New Jersey Maker's Day, so there's a lot of places in New Jersey that do this, where it's a family event where you can maybe learn a new hobby or you get to see demonstrations of things you might not know much about.
And South County typically does traditional crafts, sewing, flower arranging, that kind of thing, and North County does some more tech-oriented projects.
So the North County Branch right now, and this list will probably grow, Jennifer, they have a metalworking demonstration, squishy circuits, which is very popular, I understand, LED flower demonstration, weaving, beading. They have a bottle balloon racer, which I think it's with a, I don't know how to describe that. I'm going to have to go witness that one. A ham radio operator, origami, robotics. Computer programming, Lego robotics, electronic fabrics. They're going to be making a light-up bookmark, and a silhouette artist. And that's not everything, Jennifer. That's just a partial list of what will be going on at the North County Branch Library.
I wonder if anybody's going to do marshmallow launchers. Have you seen them?
I would think you would have frowned on that one.
No, I frowned on the balloon rocket. It's made with PVC piping. Have you ever seen them?
No.
Somebody was selling them in the mall, like in a kiosk at Christmas, and I thought, why would somebody buy that? You just go buy a piece of PVC pipe.
I don't know. You got to get the suction working correctly.
Yeah.
Are you an engineer? Actually, I saw, who was I talking to? Oh, this is coming up at the PR meeting today, by the way. So our newest member showed me a picture, and I think we got to do this one time. I thought this was very clever. It's when they set up a miniature golf course inside the library. Have you ever seen this?
Mm-mm.
Like between the stacks, where they have like a hole that's between the stacks, and they use books as like obstacles under books or get to go. It was very clever.
Oh, cool.
So I really like that idea. So that's one of the things we'll be addressing today at the PR meeting. Well, I was looking for new things to present to you at the Huntington County Library. If you're a child or a teen or an adult or a senior citizen, we have things for every age group, Jennifer, I'm proud to say. And I'm also proud to say it's time for our first commercial break.
Okay.
Am I proud? I am proud. We'll go to listen to these messages, and we'll come back with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. It's time for Today in History. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date.
It happens
to be February 8th. What does turtle power mean? This is some kind of inside joke with somebody off the air, right? What does this mean, Jennifer?
Nothing.
Come clean.
Nothing. I just need a little bit of extra oomph.
You're not going to explain this, why you've said turtle power three times.
I've only said it twice.
Okay, moving on, Jennifer. Let me see, where was I? So today is February 8th. I'm going to ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on February 8th in years past. I'm also going to give her some names of people who were born or who have died on February 8th and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Let's go back to 1693, Jennifer. What college is granted a charter by King William III and Queen Mary II?
How about William and Mary?
William and Mary is correct. See, you listened. In Williamsburg, Virginia, one of the oldest colleges in the United States, Jennifer. Thomas Jefferson went there. 1865. I found this interesting.
Which means I won't.
Touché. What state refuses to ratify the 13th Amendment? But the 13th Amendment, of course, was what? 1865.
Freeing slaves.
Abolish slavery, correct. The state refused to do it and didn't ratify it until 1901.
I'm going to say New Jersey since you found it fascinating.
It was Delaware. I actually found out that Mississippi actually didn't ratify. You only needed a majority, Jennifer, to ratify the 13th Amendment. So there were several states that didn't ratify it immediately, but all came on board in the next, within a year, except for maybe four or five states. I don't think Mississippi came on board until the 1990s.
Wow.
I'll leave it at that. 1915, Jennifer, D.W. Griffith controversial film premiered in Los Angeles.
Wait, say that again?
What D.W. Griffith controversial film premiered in Los Angeles.
In 1915.
Yeah. This was one of the first, movies of all time.
The only thing I can think of is A Great Train Robbery.
The Birth of a Nation.
Hmm.
It's about, bad slavery and stuff like that as well, Jennifer. You ever heard of The Birth of a Nation? It's one of the very first movies made, actual motion pictures made. 1922, Jennifer. Warren G. Harding, he was president of the United States, Jennifer.
I've heard of him.
What does he introduce into the White House for the very first time? What does he bring into the White House for the very first time in 1922? Which is kind of interesting, but maybe my timeline's off.
I don't know.
A radio. There was nothing, no so much as a radio in the White House before 1922.
Well, I wouldn't think there was a radio in many places before 1922.
Okay, Jennifer, on 1974, after 84 days in space, this crew was the last American space crew to visit what in space?
The moon.
Before returning to Earth? No.
The space station.
What's the name of it?
Mir.
No.
Nope.
Skylab. Remember Skylab?
Didn't it fall out of the sky?
Yes, it did. It fell like onto Australia or something. Because I think
we litter everywhere, so.
I forget what it's called. It's orbit deteriorated or whatever they call it, Jennifer. Okay, people who were born on February 8th, 1820, William Tecumseh Sherman.
He was a Civil War general for the South. He marched in. No, he was for the North because he marched
you,
through Atlanta.
Jennifer. Right. Yes, his March to the Sea was his most famous thing. 1828, Jules Verne.
He was an author. He wrote Around the World in 80 Days.
And? Yes.
Under the Sea. something about a submarine, but I can't think of it.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. 1922, Audrey Meadows was born.
She was Alice Cramden.
It's the same day Warren G. Harding brought a radio into the White House. Yes, she played Alice Cramden on The Honeymooners. 1925, Jack Lemmon was born.
He was a movie star, comedian. Was he a Sunshine Boy?
In the Sunshine Boys? Sure. That's the movie you can think of that Jack Lemmon was in?
Mm.
How about Some Like It Hot?
That one, too.
Remember that movie? Classic with Marilyn Monroe and Tony Curtis, I believe.
Yeah.
He was in a million things, Jennifer. 1931, James Dean was born.
He was in East of Eden. He died young. And I think East of Eden was his only movie.
How about Rebel Without a Cause?
Rebel Without a Cause.
Giants. I think he made four or five movies.
Yeah.
Up and coming star. Then how did he die? Do you remember?
Car accident? A drag race?
I don't know if it was a drag race, but it was a car accident. 1932, John Williams. You know this.
I do because my mother was a huge Arthur Fiedler fan. He was the conductor of the Boston Pops Orchestra. And you remember back in the day when it was the Garden State Arts Center?
Mm-hmm.
It's PNC Bank Arts Center.
I lived a couple miles from there.
You graduated there. So they were going to have the Boston Pops Orchestra there. And we went because you sat on the lawn for like 50 cents or something. And Arthur Fiedler, it was at the time when he was just becoming ill, and John Williams conducted the Boston Pops, and my mother was heartbroken. But he did...
my God, what a great break for your mom.
But she wanted to see Arthur Fiedler.
I know, but she saw John Williams instead.
Well, I saw him, too. I was there. We all saw him.
Okay.
And he scored War Horse, he scored Star Wars.
One of the great movie score composers of all time, Jennifer.
Yes.
Any think of any great movie score, and odds are
John Williams
composed and arranged and conducted it. 1942, this is kind of a tragic one. Terry Melcher was born.
I don't know that person.
In 1942. Terry Melcher was a music producer. And songwriter, best known maybe for, he did some albums for the Byrds early on. Kokomo, you know the Beach Boys song, mm-hmm. Kokomo? He wrote that song, I think produced that song. But the tragic part about this was, so he was introduced, he was a music writer, he was friends with Dennis Wilson. And Dennis Wilson had the Manson family living at his house. So Terry Melcher met the Manson family and was kind of interested in them and was going to do a documentary on them. Because he just found them fascinating until he saw just how crazy Charles Manson was, so he just abandoned the project and wouldn't do it. Well, Manson was not happy about that, Jennifer. So Melcher was living with Candace Bergen at the time. Remember Candace Bergen? Mm-hmm. Like Murphy Brown, isn't that Candace Bergen?
Mm-hmm.
So they lived in a house, like in L.A. somewhere.
How do you know these things?
I remember this story. And so Terry Melcher and Candace Bergen moved away to another house, but Manson didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So Manson went to their house looking for Terry Melcher. And unfortunately, Roman Polanski and Sharon Tate had moved in, and he murdered, the family murdered Sharon Tate looking for Terry Melcher.
I never heard that story. Interesting.
Very sad.
It's sad, but it's, wow.
Okay, people who died on this date. Del Shannon, 1990.
Runaround. A little runaround?
Close.
A little runaway.
Runaway is correct. Very good, Jennifer. And 2007, a little bit of ironic story, Jennifer. Anna Nicole Smith.
Why is that ironic?
I don't know. Who is she?
She was the movie star, the questionable movie star who married the really old man.
That's correct.
To collect his... Well, one would assume she was a gold digger.
Right. Okay. Exactly. You hit it on the nail. So what's ironic about it?
Well, that she died young.
She died young, Jennifer. She died within a couple of years of doing that, I think, which is not funny, but I don't know.
No, ironic. I could see that.
I don't know. You never should laugh about death, Jennifer.
No.
We all share the same fate. As the library show takes a downward dark turn, much to Jennifer's delight. Why don't we lighten it up a little bit with some trivia from Lone Eagle last night?
Okay.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Before we start, it's about halfway through the library show. Just want to remind you that at 12 noon, Jim Gineau and his show, Taking Care of Business, will be live. So stay tuned for that. Okay, Jennifer, here's some general trivia questions for you.
Okay.
The lead singer of the band, The Cranberries, just died. Did you know that?
I did.
Were you a fan of the Cranberries?
No, but I heard that.
Okay, what was her name?
I could tell you the lead singer of The Pretenders.
That's great, Jennifer.
I don't know.
Why would you do that? Dolores O'Riordan. Yes or no, Jennifer? Does the sun rotate?
No.
Of course it does, Jennifer. Okay. About every 27 days. I actually tripped about half the teams up with that one. The way I phrased it, I think people, I thought, well, you never think about something like that. But it does rotate. Remember how they see the sunspots?
Yes.
That's how they determine how fast. I think it rotates like every month or something, once a month. Okay, within five either way, Jennifer, how many hard-boiled eggs does Cool Hand Luke claim he can eat in 1 hour? You ever see Cool Hand Luke? Classic movie starring Paul
13.
Newman. 50.
Wow.
And I believe he does it. What is the host city for the 2018 Winter Olympics?
I have no idea. It's in Korea someplace. South Korea.
Yes. Pyeongchang, South Korea. Besides Barney, name another dinosaur character on the Barney and Friends TV show. Ever see Barney and Friends?
Oh, the green one. Is it Baby or something?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it is. Wow.
Baby what?
I don't know. Baby Bop.
Baby Bop is correct. Wow, how did you come up with that?
I don't know.
Baby Bop, BJ, and Riff. Ed Sheeran, you an Ed Sheeran fan?
I don't know who Ed Sheeran is.
Yes, the current number song, two song in the country, Jennifer.
Yeah.
The title is perfect. Complete this, the title of this recent hit movie, Three Billboards Outside.
Ebbing, Missouri.
Ebbing, Missouri.
Ebbing, Missouri.
What was the halftime score of the Super Bowl last week?
Oh, 31-27.
Eagles 22, Patriots 12. And this one we talked about last week. This is why I made a question. So you get this one. Give me the full title of Mary Shelley's famous book about a monster created in a lab.
Frankenstein or the Modern Prometheus.
Very good. And what was George Washington's occupation before joining the military?
I don't know.
He was a surveyor. Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to give you a word one at a time. You tell me what these words have in common. Bed.
Mm-hmm.
Dream. Break. Care. Job. light. It's taking a little while here, Jennifer. Spa. Trader.
Nope.
Glow.
Worms. No.
Worms.
I got bed worms. No. Nope.
All right. The word we're common word we're looking for was day, Jennifer. Day,
oh,
bed,
day bed. Day dream. Dream
day break. Day care. Care.
I should have put it. I was putting it in the back.
Et cetera, et cetera. Good program that Jennifer has to leave at 11:45. At that time, Jennifer, I'm going to tell our listeners about the upcoming Friends of ATL book sale.
Yeah, we've already
I'm going
started.
To save it for then.
Okay.
So don't say anything about it. Not one word.
Not one word. Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say check your mailboxes because the applications went out.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, Jennifer, this is going to be right up your alley.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you a musical movie.
Okay.
Tell me four songs from it.
Okay.
Grease.
You're the One That I Want, Summer Nights, Grease, the theme song, Hand Jive.
Okay, just one for
Raining
Jennifer.
On prom night.
We don't have all day. Mary Poppins.
A Spoonful of Sugar, Feed the Birds, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I Love to Laugh.
Very good. Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. SOS. Waterloo. It's taking me too long. Go ahead.
It can just be one of them other million
yeah.
ones. Dancing Queen.
I couldn't.
Annie.
The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. NYC. Hard Knock Life. Maybe.
Very good. The Little Mermaid.
Under the Sea. That's it.
Part of Your World, etc. Kiss the Girl, etc., etc. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Time Warp, which I could do for you if you'd like.
Sure.
There's a Damn It Janet, but
yes,
I don't know.
Correct.
I didn't know the name of it.
That's the name of it.
There's the ballad he does toward the. I don't know. I don't know the names of them.
Sweet Transvestite.
Transvestite from Transsexual. Okay.
Science fiction double feature. I'm trying to think of what themes mostly said. Those were the ones. How about The Music Man?
Trouble in River City. I don't know what the name of it is. 76 Trombones. Marion the Librarian. Nope.
Gary Indiana. Yeah. Till There Was You.
But oh, the newfangled thing. What's the new fact? They put the cracker in the biscuit in the.
Oh, that's called Rock Island. That's the first song in the very beginning.
Yep.
Beauty and the Beast.
Be Our Guest. Beauty and the Beast. I don't know.
Something there. Gaston, Belle, etc. Sound of Music.
Richard G's favorite movie. How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria? Climb Every Mountain. Do Re Mi. I Have Confidence.
Very good. And finally, The Lion King.
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase. Circle of Life.
Oh, yeah.
I Just Can't Wait to Be King. Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Elton John and Tim Rice wrote them.
Very good. Okay, moving on, Jennifer. All of these answers have a NFL football team in the answer.
Okay.
You don't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't want, no, but go ahead.
Well, how would you know the answer if you don't watch Game of Thrones?
Maybe I'll make it up. Okay, go ahead.
What type of animal regularly appears to Bran Stark in his dreams?
An eagle.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
A three-eyed raven. You had told me to ask you. What Ivy League school's sports teams are nicknamed the Bears?
Nope.
Brown University, Jennifer. What folklore cowboy rode a horse named Widowmaker and had a girlfriend named Slewfoot Sue?
What? Say the first sentence again.
Folklore cowboy.
Folklore cowboy.
Pecos Bill. Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger portray father and son Benjamin and Gabriel Martin in what film? The Patriot. What physiological condition resulting from alterations to the body's circadian rhythms results from rapid long-distance transmeridian travel?
Jet lag.
Very good. What was the model of car O.J. Simpson rode in that infamous low-speed chase? Very good. John F. Kelly currently holds what political title?
John who? What?
John F. Kelly. What is his political title? He's the White House Chief of Staff. What Brat Pack movie centers on a group of friends who are recent graduates of Georgetown University? Brat Pack.
I would have said St. Elmo's Fire.
St. Elmo's Fire is correct.
Oh, the Saints.
What is the official school colors of Stanford University?
Crimson. No.
Cardinal and white. Cardinal. All Dodge pickup trucks have this model name, Jennifer. All current Dodge pickup trucks.
Ram.
Very good. I wasn't sure you'd know that one. Okay, finally, Jennifer, I tested everybody about one specific movie last night. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the movie Forrest Gump?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Here's 10 questions about Forrest Gump. See how well you paid attention. What was the name of the town and state Forrest lived in as a boy and as an adult?
It was somewhere in the south.
Greenbow, Alabama. What term did Forrest use to describe how close he and Jenny were?
Ticks.
Ticks? What does that mean?
Closest ticks, I don't know.
Peas and carrots. Remember, they mm-hmm. were peas yeah. and carrots. Lieutenant Dan, do you know his last name?
Nope.
Taylor. President Kennedy asked Forrest how it felt to be an all-American. What was Forrest's response? I got a pee. Remember, he drank all the Dr. Peppers?
Yes.
Who else was a guest on the Dick Cavett Show when Forrest was on it? John Lennon.
Wow.
Writing the song Imagine in his head, remember, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
What book does Forrest Gump have in a suitcase on the park bench? What was his favorite book? Curious George. What was Bubba's real name? Benjamin Buford Blue. What does Jenny pray to God to turn her into?
A boy.
A bird. Remember? And then at the end, the bird's off lamp. Then a touching. This one is the toughest one, Jennifer, unfortunately. What number bus was Forrest waiting for while he was sitting on that park bench the whole movie telling stories? The number 9. And what song does Jenny sing nude on stage? You haven't seen it a while, have you?
No.
Looking for Blowing in the Wind.
Huh.
Ringing any bells?
Nope.
I'll have to do a Pretty Woman one, really go in deep.
Oh, Pretty Woman I could do.
Well, I'd have to watch it and then take notes.
I thought you watched it and you didn't like it.
I didn't. I thought it was insulting to women, I have to say. Okay, Jennifer, what else do we need to talk about?
What else?
Besides the book sale. You've got about 6 minutes left, so why don't you take over?
Well, all right. Well, I want to talk about our friend at the Book Garden in Frenchtown, Caroline and Robert.
Who's Robert?
Robert's the co-owner.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought Caroline was...
No, it's Caroline and Robert. They're hosting a fundraiser with Mount Salem Vineyards for Prowlsville Mills.
Cool.
On March 1st, and they're going to have Christina Baker Klein.
We've had her speak at the library?
We did. She will be speaking on March 1st.
Is she the Daisy Woman? No, she's Orphan Train.
She's Orphan Train.
That's right.
Rosemary Harris is a Daisy Woman.
Still not a fan of Orphan Trains.
Tuesday, March 1st at 7:30 at Prowlsville Mill, there will be a wine tasting by Mount Salem Vineyards. Tickets are $40 and include a copy of Peace of the World, Christina Baker Klein's book, based on an Andrew Wyeth painting. And all proceeds for the evening go to the Prowlsville Mill. So we're very happy to promote that for a good cause.
A friend of the library.
A friend of the library.
Where does Christina Baker Klein live?
North Jersey.
Oh.
At the North County Branch Library, we have an English conversation group. Did you know that?
I did, Jennifer.
It meets twice a month.
See.
Practice speaking English with others. All languages are welcome. Interact with other adult non-native English speakers in a relaxed and welcoming environment in order to practice and gain confidence in your speaking and listening skills. It meets every other Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. in the conference room, upstairs conference room at the North County Branch Library. And actually, it's not quite every other. But in February, it'll be meeting on the 14th and the 28th. And for more information, you can call 908-730-6135. Registration is requested, but not necessary. Walk-ins are welcome. And they also, the North County Branch also has a growing collection of world language books. If you would like to read a book in a language other than English.
And it's a great service.
You mentioned three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri earlier.
I did.
We'll be showing that at the headquarters library on March 8th at 6 p.m. in the North County Branch, March 9th and 10th, as part of the Academy Award-nominated film series presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. We'll start off with Dunkirk on February 2nd, Victoria and Abdul March 22nd, Get Out on April 5th, and The Greatest Showman on April 26th. What else?
Keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
You got 3 minutes left.
3 minutes.
At least.
Tuesday night at the North County Branch Library. They will be discussing The Bookseller by Cynthia Swanson in their discussion group, which meets...
Have you read it?
I did. At 7 p.m. upstairs. Dirt Poor in Appalachia, the Vance family struggled towards social and economic comfort, but couldn't escape the legacy of abuse, alcoholism, poverty, and confusing demands of a middle-class society. This is a deeply moving... Oh, wait, I'm reading the wrong one. The wrong annotation. I'm like, this isn't it. Kitty loves her single life as a struggling co-owner of a bookshop with her longtime best friend.
Oh, the other one better.
Yeah, that's Hillbilly Elegy. They're reading that in March. Then the dreams begin. In them, she is Catherine, married to her soulmate, talented architect Lars, devoted to their three beautiful children and an elegant home. With each dream visit, the dream world becomes more vivid. The lines blur. Which life does she want, and what is she willing to give up? And Cynthia Swanson has a new book coming out in February called Glass Forest, which is very interesting, too. It's very
complicated. What's that about? That sounds like an interesting title.
It is. It's set in the 60s. A young woman thinks she's happily married to a slightly older man. They have a young son. And his brother dies in New York State in their hometown. So he goes back to help his niece. And then all these family secrets come out.
About him or her?
About him. And the niece has some secrets and where her mother is, why her mother has left.
That doesn't sound good.
And our South County Branch Library also has a book group. Their next meeting is Tuesday, February 20th at 7:30, and they will be reading The Invention of Wings by Sue Monk Kidd, who also wrote The Secret Life of Bees. Am I boring you?
No.
You're yawning.
People yawn for all kinds of reasons, Jennifer.
Typically when they're bored.
No, it's typically when they're tired.
That's true, because they're not getting enough oxygen. So for information on all these programs, be sure to check out our website, hclibrary.us. And you can also register for our programs online, including for the Summer Winter Reading Club, End of the Winter Party, which is going to be on March 14th. If you haven't signed up for this yet, there is still time to do that. Sign up at our website, hclibrary.us/AWRC. We'll be playing bingo, book bingo. Mark one of the squares every time you finish reading a book and see how many bingos you can get.
Okay. It's 11:45. It's time for our last commercial break, and it's time to say goodbye to Jennifer for another week. We wish her good fortune. Until next time.
Thank you. I'll be back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. Jennifer Winberry had to leave it a little early, leaving me in charge. And as promised, I have information about the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library annual book sale. They've been doing this for 22 years now. The dates for this year's sale will be April 27th through April 30th, 2018. I have some general information for you. The first day of the sale is Friday, April 27th. It's the preview sale. It goes from 9 to noon and 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Applications, Jennifer mentioned earlier, have been sent out to sign up for this preview sale. And then Saturday, April 28th, there's early bird admission to the sale from 8 to 10 a.m. for members of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library that present their membership cards. If you're not a friend of the Hunterdon County Library, maybe you should consider doing so. It's a nominal fee to join, and then you might be interested in meeting some of your fellow friends or helping out with some of their events and getting involved. They have book clubs and other great things to do. It's a great organization to join. So more information about joining the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, go to the Hunterdon County Library webpage, hclibrary.us. And all the information will be there for you. Anybody who is not a member of the Friends and wants to get early bird admission on Saturday, April 28th, can pay $20. Otherwise, the free public admission is free to the book sale, and the book sale hours on Saturday are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then Sunday, April 29th, is always half price day. Hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. And then Monday, April 30th, is this, they added this day in recent years, it's bag sale. They provide a bag, and you fill that bag up for just, I believe it's $5. A great bargain. And that's 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The book sale location, again, will be at South County Park, the fairgrounds, the Roger Everett Fairgrounds, down off of Route 179 in Lambertville, New Jersey, in the Grange Building, so it's indoors. Book drives, so they have drives to collect all these books for the book sale. They have two book drives this year on two Saturdays, April 14th and April 21st. This is at the fairgrounds at the South County Park. The times are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's very easy. If you want to, you have a lot of books to donate, just fill your car up, drive over down to the fairgrounds on either April 14th or April 21st between 9 and 2, and just you can sit in your car, and they'll have volunteers unload your car for you, and we appreciate you donating. There's volunteer sign-ups. If you're interested in volunteer to help with the book sale, they need help on Wednesday, April 11th to set up the sale, and then clean up on Tuesday, May 1st. And once again, more information about the Friends of the 100 County Library is available on our webpage, hclibrary.us. The kind of books they would like donated are hardback and paperback books for adults and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. That's what they will accept. They do not accept, unfortunately, LPs and vinyl, cassettes and tape of any kind, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated computer and business books, Reader's Digest condensed books, advanced copy reader books, ed textbooks, National Geographic's torn, soiled, moldy, mildewed, or badly worn items, or things that just will not be sellable. If you have smaller items or a smaller amount of items that you'd like to donate, you don't have to wait for the book drives. You can just drop those books off in a bag or a box in the lobbies of any of either the Hunterdon County Library in Flemington, the North County branch in Clinton, or the South County branch library in Lambertville. What else do I need to say here? Okay, so the prices. Hardbacks, large trade paperbacks, and children's hardback books are generally $2 each. Mass market paperbacks and children's softcover books are typically just 50 cents at the sale. Special items will be individually priced and found on either side of the sale floor or in the special collections boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. Once again, for more information, you can go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, or you can email the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at fohclfriends@gmail.com. And that is about all I have right now for the book sale. There's, we'll get more specific information as time gets closer, but always a sure sign of spring, the upcoming Friends of HCL book sale. All right, we'll just go over a couple other little programs that we have. Actually, let me, before they run out, let me tell you what exhibits we have at the Hunterdon County Library and at the North County Branch Library through the end of February. At the Hunterdon County Library, in the main gallery right now, we have a youth services reading display called Read Like a Champion. Just various books in our main gallery. And in our display cases, it's the Hunterdon County Knitting and Crocheting Guild has a very nice display. Very worthwhile to stop by and check that one out. At the North County Branch Library in February, the Red Mill Museum has a display, Local History Comes Alive. They share historic local artifacts and other items that peek into Clinton's fascinating past. There's another exhibit called Reflections of Slavery and the Underground Railroad, created by Nancy Roche. This stunning story quilt was designed and lovingly hand-stitched by the skilled needlewoman behind Creations in Cloth, Your Ideas, My Skills. Clever symbols intricately incorporated into traditional patterns reveal hidden messages to escape slaves traveling clandestinely to freedom. And then finally, the artistic creations of Lena and her students, artistic artist and instructor Lena Schiffman. She's a children's book illustrator and art instructor. I think I told you about this one earlier in the show, but I will repeat it. She's been teaching art for 15 years in the Hunterdon and Somerset counties and enjoys every minute of it. The show includes work by Lena and her students of all ages in oil, pastel, watercolor, acrylic, and many other mediums and styles. And they will be having a small reception tomorrow at the North County Branch Library upstairs in the library from, I believe it was 2 to 4 p.m. Public is welcome. Okay, one last thing to tell you about. I think Jennifer neglected to mention this program when she was going over the programs before she left. The Native Plant Society of New Jersey, the Hunterdon County chapter, will be talking about native plants and the creatures that love them at the North County Branch Library on Tuesday, February 20th at 7 p.m. This is presented by Dr. Randy Eckel of Toadshade Wildflower Farm. A discussion of who eats what, which plants are favored by butterflies and caterpillars, birds, wildlife, and people, and how we can support and encourage beautiful wildlife in our gardens. Everyone is invited. You don't have to be a Hunterdon County resident. This program, of course, as are all our programs at the Hunterdon County Library, is free and open to the public. So again, that's the Native Plants Society of New Jersey, presenting native plants and the creatures that love them at the North County Branch Library on Tuesday, February 20th at 7 p.m.